see the mic hard, spit like a menace. Wild cannon fun, I gotta chase a bat, huh? Yeah, rude, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross by thief, that's out for my juice, huh? I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race, huh?
Hello everyone and welcome to The Blue Zone. I'm your host Pete Gekas and welcome to Radio Sega Sonic Centric Show. And yes, today's show is starting a little bit later than usual, 1 hour later, I know. But I'm really sorry and thank you very much for your patience to actually sticking there and waiting until the show started. You're awesome, by the way. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are having a great day, a great weekend, and I hope that your weekend will end as good as mine, or probably somewhat close to that. And if you're actually having a bad day, I hope you actually get cheered up by this show. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you guys are having actually a great day, not a bad day after all. Anyways, today there's lots of stuff in store. Well, not many news in that part, but we have a new game of the week, which is Sonic Rivals 2, which we'll be talking about later in this show. And if you want, and probably should, because it's a good thing to do, you can now start voting for your favorite tracks from Sonic Rivals 2 by visiting this link, which I cannot find, unfortunately. Hang on, let me actually get the link in a second. There we go. You can go to the link I posted on the Discord channel of Radio Sega and vote for your favorite tracks from Sonic Rivals 2, if you have any, that is. And if you aren't there already, you can join Radio Sega's Discord by going to radiosc.ca/discord and join the conversation. We can talk to other people that are actually listening to the show and share your love for Sonic right there if you want. So anyway, let's play some more music then before getting on to the new segment. Let's play a song from Sonic R because we haven't played one of those songs in a long time. So let's play Can You Feel the Sunshine, a classic one, and we'll be right back.
Can you see the sun is shining?
And welcome back! So, hope you guys have enjoyed that little music block of happy music. Yes, happy is the keyword there, because someone, in this case, Lost Impact, was actually requesting I Am All of Me. But that's not happy, that's edgy. That's literally the opposite of happy. Like, imagine someone being so sad, like, oh, give me an happy music, you're just giving, like, bam, it's I Am All of Me. Get happy. Anyways, welcome to the news block. We're going to talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened on this week. And it's been a slow news week, to be honest, because there weren't many new news during this week. But before we get into the news, let's play the Question of the Week game. In case you aren't aware, the Question of the Week is a little mini game that I do each week, which consists of me giving you one question and you actually giving me the correct answer for that question. You only have three opportunities to guess the correct answer, though. For example, if you get the question correctly on our first try, you get 3 points. On the second try, you only get 2 points. And on the third try, you only get 1 point. So use those opportunities wisely. And this week's question of the week is, as always, a little guess the name of this thing game. Or question, I mean. And this week's question of the week is, what's the name given to the crystallized chaos energy that's usually found on devices that appear after destroying badniks? It's a pretty long one, I know. I'm actually going to paste the copy and paste the question on Discord channel, which is... Just go and... There you go. So you can read it for yourself. So what's the name given to crystallized chaos energy that's usually found on devices that appear after destroying badniks? Yeah, there we go, that's the little question. If you know the answer for this question, you can shout me a PM on Discord. Just join the Radio Sega Discord on radiosc.ga/discord, and you can find me over there. Just message me the correct answer. And maybe this time, Viper will come in first place and Jimmy come in second. Who knows? Stay tuned to find out. Anyways, let's go to the news then. Not much news, but... Yes. So, anyways, this week there was a new Sonic Mania t-shirt announced that is now available for you to order via Amazon. And as always, unfortunately, it's only available on the US Amazon page. So, in case you are in Europe like me, you can still order the t-shirt, but it will come you not cheap. Unfortunately, you have to pay a lot in shipping. So I'm going to post a link for that t-shirt over there, and if you can actually see it for yourself, it's good. It's Sonic Mania, of course it's going to be good. The shirt actually looks amazing. It has a little logo of the game underneath it. And we have some new art of Sonic, Knuckles and Tails on the middle of the shirt. You can choose from heather gray, navy, white and dark heather. Good colors as well. I think I actually prefer the dark heather color, that or the white version. Yes. Eclipse says, I actually have a Studiopolis shirt, I wish I had one, but they didn't ship to Portugal, unfortunately. So, I'm sad. I couldn't have that shirt in time. Yes, Amazon didn't want to ship the shirt. Don't make me feel sad. That was all the news for this week. So, also, a little change on the requesting is, if you want to request songs on via Twitter, you can still request songs on Twitter, by the way, but use a different hashtag, because apparently the old hashtag has been creating a lot of confusion. So, to stay in tune with the speedrun things, the new hashtag is BZ what I need, so hashtag BZ what I need, and for the speedrun it will still be BZ speedrun. Yes, and this week we didn't have anyone giving out their speedrun times, because apparently Sonic Rivals 2 isn't a game that that much people have. But fortunately, I think the next week's game will be a pretty popular game, because next week it's going to be a speedrun contest about Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, or Shooting Star Story as it's called in Japan. Yes, we're going to have to speedrun that game, and the stage is going to be Aquatic Capital. That little aquatic team level. It has a timer, as always, so you can actually keep track on your time on the stage, the game. Hopefully, you guys have the game. And Jimmy is saying another Sonic game I don't have. But I think you can emulate this game pretty easily on the PC. You can use Dolphin or PCSX2 to play the game. It isn't that manning on the hardware, so you can actually use the emulator. It's actually allowed. But don't use cheats, however. I'm watching you. I know what you're doing. Good luck on the speedrunning contest. So, speedrun Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, the Aquatic Capital Stage. You can send me the times via PM on Discord, and you can also tweet them with the hashtag BZSpeedrun. So, next week we'll be going to showcase your times, and probably give you points for that. Right now, on the speedrun poll, we have Viper in first place with 3 points. Why? Because it was the only one attending the contest in the first episode it actually aired and introduced, and he got 3 points because he was the first place. That's how it goes. So we're winning our times for until next week, and that pretty much sums up the news I have for you this week. Hopefully next time we have more news to actually share, and I think we can actually start the countdown for Sonic Mania release day, because it is at 3 weeks or 2 weeks away to the release. So, like 16 days until it released. The time has passed really, really fast, and I really can't wait to actually be able to download Sonic Mania and actually play it. I have it right here pre-ordered. Please, come fast, release day. I hope you guys are all excited for Sonic Mania as much as I am. Let's play more music then, I think. You guys will actually want some. So let's play some music from Sonic 3D Blast, which is Rusty Ruin Act 1. And we'll be right back with the Sonic Game of the Week segment.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Welcome back. So apparently, this is the new segment, Music Still. And why is that? Because I have just realized that I've been doing this speedrun contest by following the Game of the Week order. What that means is that basically I'm actually skipping the old games. But that shouldn't be done, right? Because the old games are really fun to speedrun as well. So how about we do this? Let's do a double speedrun contest now. Each week. So we'll be continuing with the Game of the Week speedrun each time we get to the new game, but let's begin a separate, the sequence of games to speedrun as well. So let's start speedrunning classic games, shall we? So next week, so we're going to have two different speedrun events. From now on, we're going to have the Game of the Week speedrun and the new classic speedrun. So next week you're going to have to speedrun Sonic Riders Zero Gravity and the Aquatic Capital stage, and also you're going to have to speedrun the first Sonic the Hedgehog game. And let me just write this off. So next week you're going to have to speedrun Sonic Riders Zero Gravity and Sonic the Hedgehog for the Genesis or Mega Drive. The stage. I probably should, probably Green Hill, I think. Lost Impact at Aquatic Capital isn't the first stage, I know. I'm just trying to actually think of a stage to play on Sonic the Hedgehog, the first game, which I can't actually think of. Let's go, why not, that's Green Hill, why not. So, you're going to have to speedrun Green Hill Zone from the first Sonic the Hedgehog game on the Mega Drive, as well as Sonic Riders Zero Gravity Aquatic Capital. And how will this how will this work then? I'm going to have two different speedrun tables, with the first, the second, and the third place for each one. If you get the same place on both the speedrun tables, Jimmy asks, which Green Hill act? The Act 1, like the very first stage of the game, Green Hill, Green Hill Zone Act 1. So the very first stage of the game. So we will be having two different speedrun tables with the first, second, and third place. And if you get the different places on, well, if you actually get on both tables, you're going to win the points of the respective tables. So for example, if you get the first place on the Zero Gravity speedrun event, you get 3 points. And if you get the first place on the Green Hill on the Sonic the Hedgehog event, you also get 3 points. So basically 6 points. If you get the second place on the Zero Gravity table, so 2 points, and the third place on the Sonic the Hedgehog event, so 1 point, you get 3 points in total, so they actually get together. So, so Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Rider Zero Gravity Aquatic Capital and Sonic the Hedgehog Green Hill Zone Act 1 are the speedrun games for next week. So, good luck, and gotta go fast, I think. let's go on to the Sonic Game of the Week segment. Just a little bit of water. There we go. Actually getting me a sore throat over there. Jamie says at moment when you can't say they aren't stages, but zones. Did I say zone? Well, oh no, I said stages, yeah, but the same thing, really. It doesn't matter, really. So, welcome to the Sonic Game of the Week segment, where we take a look at previous Sonic games over the years through chronological order. This week, it's time for us to talk about Sonic Rivals 2, the sequel Sonic Rivals for the Sonic PSP. As always, you can vote for your favorite tracks from the game, so Sonic Rivals Zero Gravity, Sonic Rivals 2, I mean, on this link. I'm going to post on the Radio Sega Discord, because the short link isn't working. I actually asked Casey to update it, but he didn't. I understand that as well, but you can still click the link on the Discord and vote over there. We have one tie for second, third, fourth, and fifth place. So if you can break that tie, it will be amazing, and please do. Because I want to have a top 5. Because I've been wanting to actually limit the choices of songs to only one song, but that would be bad because most people don't have one concrete song, one favorite song. Sorry. They probably have two or three songs, so I'm always giving in two choices, but it's only getting ties, so that's bad. Let's talk about the game then. So this game, Sonic Rivals 2, was released in 2007 for the Sony PSP, and it's a sequel to Sonic Rivals. On this game, one thing that's different between this game and the last game is that there are more characters. So instead of like the 5 characters from the original game, there's 3 new ones. So we have Sonic, Tails, Shadow, Metal Sonic, Knuckles, and then Rouge, Silver, and Espio. I think Silver wasn't the last game as well, so I really don't know. But three of these characters are actually new ones. I forgot to take a note of that. The gameplay of this game is pretty much like the first game, so you have to race against the opponent on a certain stage, and you can actually hit the opponent to make probably slow him down. You can get power-ups to make the other character slow down, and you can also get your special power-up, which gives you grant you access to your special power or special move that's unique to each character. Game modes for this game, there are 4 different game modes. So you have the story mode, which is the main single player mode. You go and actually get to know the lore of the game and proceed to actually get to the stages and go on with the story. There's also the battle mode with several battle types, such as a tag game mode or a laps race. There are actually like 5-4 battle modes, I think, on the game. It's actually a pretty long list of battle modes. There's also the Cup Circuit mode, which involves a player playing through 3 acts from different stages. So, for example, you get Sonic, Yeah, but the cups vary from character to character. For example, you get Sonic, you'll get three different stages and three different acts. If you get another character, such as Shadow, for example, you get different stages. But the stages are always the same with that character. And you also have the multiplayer mode, which you can play via game sharing the game on the PSP or via wireless play via ad hoc mode. what's this about on the Discord? Jimmy says that because I don't know the game, instead of picking two favorite tracks, I'm going to pick all of them. Yes, do that. It's my favorite track is all of them. All of them are good. Yes. So, what about the trivia for this game? So, this game, there's a card list. So, there are like special cards which you can win by completing a stage. And in the card list, Shara from Sonic and the Secret Rings is misspelled as Shanra. Shanra. Yes, it's Shanra. I'm actually going to post this on the Discord so you can actually see how it's written. So, Shanra. Yes, it's perfect. Yes, next one. This is the first Sonic game where no one smiles on the box art. And, yes, I'm not sure we'll get the Rivals 2 box art. Rivals 2 box art. There we go. If you actually take a look at the box art, which I'm going to post in the Discord as well, there it is. There's no one smiling, not even Sonic. Probably the next game to do this is probably Sonic Forces, because its box art doesn't have anyone smiling, or I think that's the box art for the game. And not so sure about that, because it's only key art, but it's probably going to be the box art. Let's just get... there we go. I know I'm talking about actually Sonic Rivals, but... Actually going a bit off topic, but really, it's how I do. And I can't get the key art, because apparently it's down. Weird. Weird. Doesn't even load. Anyways, no matter. I'm just going on. So, yeah, no one smiles in the box of RL2. Also, this is the second Sonic game not to be released in Japan. The first was Sonic Rivals, the first game. Which is also something weird, because these two games, Sonic Rivals and Sonic Rivals 2, weren't released in Japan. But the PSP was super popular in Japan, so what happened? I'm really not so sure why they didn't, because, well, Sonic is a Japanese franchise, after all, so... yeah, really don't know what happened right there. Also, Eggman's nose in this game isn't pink. If we actually take a closer look at Eggman from Sonic Rivals 2, I'm going to get the picture as well. There we go. I think this one is the perfect one. I'm going to post it on Discord as well. You can actually see that Eggman's nose isn't pink. It's just skin colored, which is... yeah. When I actually played Sonic Rivals, so we didn't notice. But the strange thing is that Eggman Naga has a blink nose in the game. The same screenshot, so you can actually compare it. There we go. Eggman Naga actually has a pink nose in the game, but not Eggman, which is really, really weird. Why it didn't have. Yeah, strange thing to actually not have a pink nose. And that pretty much sums up Sonic Rivals 2. My opinion on the game, I didn't like it. I just straight up didn't like it. The same thing as Sonic Rivals, the first one. It really isn't that innovative, I think. You just, like, go forward and maybe jump over there. That pretty much sums up the Sonic gameplays, but Sonic Rivals doesn't have much to do. And Viper is probably going to hit me because of this, because he loves Sonic Rivals. I don't like Rivals. It's such a bland game. Just go forward. Yes, it's really, really, really bland. So I really don't like Sonic Rivals. There probably should have been a better Sonic game on the PSP. And as I actually think I talked about this in the show, but the Sonic Generation was actually supposed to be coming to the PSP, and that will be a much, much better game for the PSP and not Sonic Rivals. But unfortunately that didn't happen. Shame. Let's see how's the poll for your favorite tracks of Sonic Rivals 2. And we have a tie for the 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th place. One track is completely being ignored because no one voted for it. Is it that bad? I really don't know what track that is. Let's see if I can actually get it to play for me, only for me. How's it called? Alright, so... yeah, it's kind of a mess. Glad it doesn't have any votes. But the first place is pretty much already chosen, and it's really not something new. And someone just voted and gave me more ties! Thank you! Thank you, random person, for giving me more ties, because I love them. Let's keep refreshing this and see if we actually get a decent result. New person voted, and we have one last tie. Good. Oh, it was Jamie! So thank you, Jamie, for actually breaking that tie. great. But I really can't keep talking about nothing for much longer. So I think I'm going to have to close the poll soon. Yes. So what about your own opinion? Did you like Sonic Rivals 2? Do you actually play the game? Do you have the game or don't you have the game? Because apparently much people don't have it, because we had no one giving me times for the speedrun contest. Unfortunately. Electric Boogaloo says, the developer Sonic Rivals at one point sister studio to Sumo Digital, Backbone Entertainment. Yeah, I do know that. And I think they were the ones responsible for the Sonic Generations port to PC as well, so yeah, there's that. I think it's actually listed over here. Let's see. I think it isn't, actually. No, it isn't. But yeah, they were responsible for the port of Sonic Generations to PC. And it is bad. Well, not completely bad, but it's kind of bad, I think. Actually really good, but yeah, anyways. We have 10 votes, and we have the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th place right now, so I am going to close the poll now, and play the songs for you. So, we only have one tie, which is in the 4th place. So I'm going to use random.org over there to actually get the correct track. Viper says, implying there was a good Sonic PC port, and there was actually. Sonic Adventure 2, it's actually a good port to PC. In my opinion. Because my old PC can actually play the game at 60 FPS in its native resolution. Something it can't do with most of the games I play on it. So it's a good port in my book. Yes. Sonic R can't even run on modern PCs. But I guess probably on the old days they actually run well, but I can't really test it right now. So anyways, let's check how things are and let's play your top 5 songs from Sonic Rivals 2, yes, 2. Let's search for the 5th place then, so go... how's it called again? Oh, there we go. Enjoy your top 5 songs from Sonic Rivals 2. We'll be right back with the remix song with your favorite remixes, so enjoy it.
a fool. Number one.
Amazing! I always race to win, keep running to the end, make good moments, get one step ahead, sit back and watch me go, the only way I know, cause nothing's gonna slow me down. I'm only really fast, sit down and watch me pass, doing my best to stay in view. Don't let you catch me, you're gonna pass me, because I think I know a trick or two. To win. The race is getting rough, but I just won't give up. The competition's getting really tight. Not gonna happen, cause I'm not stopping. No way or how, I know the answer's inside. I always race to win, keep running to the end. Make better movements, stay one step ahead. Sit back and watch me go, the only way I know. Because you know I'll always race to win. It's getting rough, but I just won't give up. The competition's getting really tight. Not gonna happen, cause I'm not stopping. No way or how, I know the answer's inside. I always race to win, keep running to the end. Make better movements, stay one step ahead. See that you want me, go the only way I know. Because you know I always race to win.
And welcome back. So that was the top 5 songs, or your top 5 songs from Sonic Rivals 2. Did you guys agree with that top 5? Did you think probably the first place will be another track? Let us know via Twitter, via Discord, who knows, via... I don't know, just give us your opinions on this top 5. So yeah, welcome to the Remix Zone, where we play the best remixes of the Sonic fan community. And apparently people have already been have already started to speedrun Sonic 1, and that's amazing because we have 27 seconds on the first act of Green Hill Zone, and that's pretty much good. That's really great times. So if you guys want to try it out, just speedrun Sonic 1 and send us your times until next Sunday. And you probably can be first place among these listeners. Anyway, let's play the remixes, shall we? So let's start with the remix from the Sonic Stadium? I think it's from Sonic Stadium album. Yes, the 2015 Sonic Stadium album. So, Prayer in R by Mesmerist feat. Sonic Heroes fan. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
just begun. When you're next to me, so much more I can see. There's nowhere that I'd rather be.
let's get them.
Yo, how see? I don't think they heard me yet. Nah, man. I don't think they heard me yet. Yo, sound the alarm. No prisoners. Yo, 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 on the battery. We're flying this thing like Dr. Eggman went kamikaze to win. Oh shit, don't blink. Check the night sky. See me and how I see on the blimp as we fly by. Cruising for real altitude. Take on the battery, man. You're bound to lose. And if we take it down to who's got the sound to boost your biggest, loudest booze, making it sound like little soundless tunes. Get stung like a spike trap. We're cruising through your zone. Yeah, you don't like that. Grab a flame shield or something. Either that or start running. Dropping bombs on the gunning of an ice cap. Don't fight back. This is an air raid, blare sirens, riding over digital airwaves. From Mr. Caves to outer space, to any damn place, you ain't nowhere near brace. Get a load of this, behold my masterpiece. Step all over this, it's when your time will cease. Sleeping satellites, they're awake now. Every song in range, prepare for the takedown. The finest hour on the doomsday clock. A wide catastrophe, one you cannot stop, one you cannot block. Dodge your hope to beat, it's the zone runners. Now announce your defeat. Get a load of this, behold my masterpiece. Step all over this, it's when your time will cease. Sleeping satellites, they're awake now. Every song in range, prepare for the takedown. The finest hour on the doomsday clock. A wide catastrophe, one you cannot stop, one you cannot block. Dodge your hope to beat, it's the zone runners. Now announce your defeat. Yeah. Act 2 are back with the attitude. Leave you black and blue, people wondering what happened to you. They ain't backing you, they're not supporting. Attack you, a cave walk that I've got while I'm walking. Target in range, target engage, we yelling. Let MJ in his heyday. You screaming SOS, Mayday. It's payback, I've worked overtime for payday. You got something to say? Tell us, then I can put you outside one of these propellers. Have your whole existence shredded like letters before it's thrown to a cyclone just for fine measures. So if you're gonna scream louder, please, cause it's the ride of the motherfucking Valkyries. I'm dousing MCs with infernal ammo. Fire all weapons, unload the salvos. Get a load of this, behold my masterpiece. Step all over this, it's when your time will cease. Sleeping satellites, they're awake now. Every zone in range, prepare for the takedown. The finest hour on the doomsday clock. A wide catastrophe, one you cannot stop, one you cannot block. Dodge your hope to beat, it's the zone runners. Now announce your defeat. I slam your airships together like a metallic sandwich. Whiplash your spin dash like a tail on scorp. Of course, a chomp like a chopper of jaws. Don't make noise, man, you best not speak. When you're running by looking like a techno squeak, you're in trouble hot, and I'm not on the bot. Try to run amok among my feet, I will leave you. Buzz a bomb, bars are like spiky orbs of death. Orbit not a caterpillar, any forms of defense you got. I roll frying blades like a slicer. Breathing fire like a wreck song gone hyper. The decider will leave you as crap meat. Run from the soul cause you couldn't stand the damn heat. Face us without a plan B. Damn man, we zone runners. Valentine and Halsey, boy. Get a load of this, behold my masterpiece. Step all over this, it's when your time will cease. Sleeping satellites, they're awake now. Every zone in range, prepare for the takedown. The finest hour on the doomsday clock. A wide catastrophe, when you cannot stop, when you cannot block. Dodge your hope to beat, it's the zone runners. Now announce your defeat.
Yeah. Bow down and kiss the ring. All 100 of them, man. What now, man? Where do we go now?
I think this battery is about dead, man. What do you say we crash this thing right into the spring yard? Don't believe us? Watch us. Chip. Crash this thing into the springs. Right
because we don't give a fuck. Your battery sucks. Our shots are fired, your nose died, and you're out of life. So bye bye.
And those were the remixes for today. And oh, no explicit language. Anyways, so we just played Prayer in R by Mesmerist feat. Sonic Heroes fan. Then we played Above the Stormist, High Troops remix by Vizard Jeff Hawk. And then we played Fire All Weapons by the Zone Runners. A really great tune, like, to be honest. So we just played that. And unfortunately, it's time for us to say goodbye. At a later time than usual. It's 7 p.m. or 7 p.m. and 30 minutes. 1 hour after the things are supposed to be ending. So, anyways, before we end the show, it's time for us to actually give you the results of the question of the week. And you can still enter the contest if you want. I'm going to reread the question, actually. So, I'm going to post it as well on the Discord, because it's a really, really long one, and probably a really difficult one to actually understand by listening. So there's the question, and I'm going to read it out for you. So, what's the name given to crystallized chaos energy that's usually found on devices that appear after destroying badniks? You can still enter the contest right now. You probably have like 1 minute more or something. I think I forgot to say the table of the places for the question of the week, but I'll say it again because I won't spoil anything right now. Lost Impact says, my laptop died, what did I miss? You missed, not sure because I don't know when you were out, but we did play some remixes, so I won't say that again. We played Prayer in R by the Mesmerist Fit Sonic Groups fan, then we played Above the Storm, a Sky Troops remix by Vizar Jeff Hawk, and then we played Fire All Weapons by Zone Runners. That's what you missed, probably, because I think you were before the remixer. So, there's that. Jimmy says, with this question of the week, I gave PTK some Sonic education. You did. Because apparently badniks are not Eggman robots. Are not gun robots, I mean. Unfortunately. Time to actually drink some more water. Because my throat is a pain. No one's entering, so my guess is that no one actually knows the answer correctly. So, just end it. And the correct answer for this question of the week is Chaos Drives. So the name given to crystallized chaos energy is Chaos Drives. So it's that little things that came out of the robots. They first appeared in Sonic Adventure 2, so when you actually destroyed the gun robots, those little Chaos Drives would actually come out of the robots, and you could actually get them and upgrade your chows to make them stronger. It's like drugs, but for chow. Don't do drugs, kids. Green Viper only appears in 2 games in most games. Yes, it's because there's only 3 good Sonic games on the net. There's like so no number of good Sonic games, which is most of games. That's the question. So how was the table for the question of the week? So in first place, hang on. As I said, in first place we have an unexpected person. I'm just kidding, it's still Jamie in first place. Jamie is still in first place with 47 points, so Viper, yes, it's same person. So, Jamie is in first place with 47 points. Viper is in second place with 45 points. Then we have in third place Skyblaze and Miles Price with 6 points each. So they are tied. Then we have Musicals in 4th place with 5 points. And then in last place we have Capper, Supersonic Swag, Ravseek, Tweenie and Lost Impact. All of them with 3 points. You probably need to work out your Sonic education a little bit. I'm actually thinking on returning with the Supersonic Quiz one day. Once I have enough patience to actually get new Yeah, to actually make things look. Green Operate says, but your game is borked in that. What? But your game is borked in that there is literally no way to catch up unless someone misses a week. Indeed. That's why the only person that wins the game is the one with the most Sonic education. So, yes, that actually not worked at all. It's actually how it works. Yes, but as I was saying, I'm actually planning on returning with Super Sonic Quiz once I have enough patience to actually get new answers and such. So, probably next week, I think? If I actually get enough patience to do something next week, probably I'll return to Super Sonic Quiz next week. Not so sure. Yes. Dreams Operate says, no, because KC. What? Alright, they're actually saying because most games on Radio Sega actually don't allow you to catch up, but KC won, so the Say My Name actually gives you four different clues. I really don't know how to actually make this a different game other than this, because it's like a simple minigame, so I wouldn't have much to do. The only thing I can actually mess with is only the Super Sonic Quiz, and that's why I'm actually wanting to make that return. So we actually have three different games on the show at the same time. Yeah, so anyways, it's time for me to end the show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to in next week for an episode about Sonic Riders, Zero Gravity, and probably, not sure, so and again, probably, see the return of the Super Sonic Quiz and show the entire audience see your Sonic education, how good it is. And yes, Jamie almost wins everything. That's how it goes, always. Yeah, we'll see if I can actually make it return or not. Hope I can, because that's an amazing to get new persons in for a treat of getting into the show on the airways. So anyways, thank you all for tuning into the show. I'm CKS, and this has been the Blue Zone. So I send it with Tornado Defense First Battle from Sonic Unleashed. And yeah, hope to see you guys next week. See ya!
Smash that.